Sorry about that.
Oh, no, totally fine. I know you said that you're in a bad area, so no worries, absolutely. And I'm not sure if you caught that. Go ahead.
So I lost everything that you started to say.
Oh, no worries. I can repeat it. Not a problem.
Yep.
And I was just saying, you know, because you guys were mentioning you guys accept all forms of payments. You guys are 24 hours, 7 days a week. And if you ever want to make any changes, maybe you want to switch over an ad for veteran discounts, maybe a photo or hours change, any adjustments are included for free with the website or the first page campaign, just for future reference whenever you guys need to, okay?
Speaking of which, we do offer veterans and senior discounts.
Oh, nice. Perfect. I'll put it in right now. Perfect. Awesome. And then what I'll do here is just go ahead and apply the credit. I'm going to lock in the discounted rate. Also, since we have you guys in a reduced rate, we'll read off a 90-second voice verification. And this part, Chris, it just outlines the service agreement, that it's a locked-in rate. There's no added surcharge or fee. And this part, just an added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay, but this is going to include my web page. This means you're all going to take over my web page.
Great question. Yeah, we'll manage, maintain that website. We're also going to make any adjustments or changes. But absolutely, you'll still own that domain name. Absolutely, since you already owned it in the first place, we're just going to create our content and our information on that site for you, so you don't have to.
All right, because I know my web page needs to be updated, and I've tried to do it for a little over a year, and I seem to have a hard time getting people to update my web page as time goes on, and it's hard.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll be able to do that for you.
And I get frustrated because a lot of people are like, well, you need to upload the pictures. Well, isn't that why I hire you people? I send you the pictures and you put them in where they need to go and you organize them. I mean, that's...
Exactly.
Maintaining the web for page. That's not supposed to be my job. I have other jobs, but I need
That one's got the list in it that can pick them up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with you, Chris. And that's what we're going to do is help you set up the photos. You just send them over to us. You let us know how you want them, and we're going to put them on there for you. You don't have to do any of the legwork. So no worries. Absolutely.
Well, I have to do a little bit. I got to send you pictures.
Yeah, a little bit. But, we'll do the rest, of course. And then if anything, you want to make any changes, any adjustments, you'll just let us know. We'll do it for you whenever you like, of course.
You're putting it right in. You know, I love this garage. We used to have a mechanic that we could bring stuff over to and just drop it off. Well, after we started buying newer vehicles, he stopped doing that. Well, we recently found another mechanic that all I have to do, and because we're a commercial business, I believe, if I drop off a vehicle or say a vehicle's coming, even if he doesn't ask for it, he puts it in that day.
Oh, that's nice. That's hard to find. I know when I moved into a new city, I was looking for a mechanic, like, left and right. So, I mean, to find one like that, I mean, that's good. So, I mean, you said the other guy just works on the older cars, right? Is that why you can't go with him no more?
Well, he does work on the newer vehicles, but he doesn't seem to like to... I don't know.
No worries.
It got him. But this mechanic that we found, he can... close up on Friday afternoon and pull in on Monday morning and find a vehicle and one of our vehicles in his yard. I call him and tell him what happened to it over the weekend, and he usually gets it in that day or the next day. And as soon as it's done, he pulls it out and says it's ready and we can take it, or he got half of what we needed done, but it's outside, we can take it and use it because it's a wild vehicle too.
Sure.
And he'll put it out. He'll make sure it's road worthy so that we can use it to do our rounds in the morning. And we bring it back to him, and he puts it right back in and finishes what he needs to do. And he might give me a bill a month later.
Very convenient. Wow. What a nice mechanic. Absolutely. No,
I love this mechanic.
No, that sounds like a good guy. Absolutely. No doubt. And then
I called him this morning and told him the Chevy wouldn't start. Chevy shut off last night, wouldn't start. And I had Al McKay coming over to pick it up. And as soon as he gets here, he doesn't even get it off the wrecker, and they're putting it in the garage already.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And the mechanic was just asking me what happened, so I told him. So, yeah, it's going in on right now. He said we'll get it running.
So it's going in right now. I mean, I... don't have to have an appointment with this guy. I can drop it off and he'll fix it. He doesn't
good. Stuff. That's a good
like
relationship.
Like I said.
Yeah.
Like I said, he knows we're a business. So.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Absolutely. And then let me go ahead and apply your credit. And then to secure the $249, what would you guys like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Well, I'm going to use a MasterCard, but I'm okay. going to have a hard time doing that right now because of the location I'm at. If I'm on the phone, I don't have data service. So we have to wait until I get back to the car before I can give you the money. But I do have it. I just can't transfer the money right
to that account.
Ah, I see. No worries. And
okay.
Because I don't leave money in that account because people have gone in there and tried to take it without permission before.
Oh, I see. No worries. And we're not...
Yeah, we spent 3 hours at the bank one day closing out all our accounts and reopened new ones because...
Somebody got into them.
Somebody got into our accounts and was taking out over $6,000.
Oh, no. That's a lot.
So
now
I don't keep any money in that account until I need it.
any money that we got, yeah, I put it into the business account, but I move it into another account that... nobody has access to because then I don't have to worry about somebody stealing my money that's not supposed to.
Sure. No worries. You don't have to worry about that with us. I mean, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. We're also a Verisite secured company. We work with TrustWave Commerce. So you're federally protected when you do any transactions with us. So absolutely. But what I could do here, and if you guys like, you could secure it with a form of payment, and you guys always have access to go into your campaign and make any changes to the billing information if you guys want to secure with that other card to get it started. So absolutely, it's an option. That way we could kind of get the ball rolling and get the process started for you guys.
Okay, so what do you need right now?
We just need, to secure, we just need the billing information, whether it's a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, and then you always have access...
It's going to be Master.
Okay. And name on the card, is it your name, the name of the business, or David's name?
My name and the name of the business.
Okay. Perfect. And then, Chris, the card number, whenever you're ready, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
Okay. But you're not going to be able to charge it until I get back to the car.
No problem. Absolutely. Not a problem at all.
All right. 5205.
Okay.
4202.
Okay.
1983.
Okay.
2302.
2302. Thank you. Expiration date, month and year?
825.
And the security code on the back of the card?
227.
227. Thank you. And the billing address for the card is the same as the office, the 41, is it Whitefield Road?
Whitefield Road, Dalton, yes.
All righty. Perfect, and I'll go ahead, and what I'll do is lock it in. We're not going to process payments until you get to your car, so not a problem, absolutely. And then just to make sure here, your last name is spelled R-U-I-L-L-A-R-D, right?
Robert, Orange, Umbrella, Igloo, Larry, Apple, Robert, David.
Got it. Thank you so much. Just wanted to verify that. Awesome. And then also, what I'm going to read off right now is a voice verification. So, Chris, this just outlines everything we talked about, that it's month to month, no contracts, a locked-in rate. So, absolutely, go ahead and turn on the voice recording so we can read that off verbatim, okay? Very nice. And are you there, Chris?
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Kind of cut out there, but no problem.
Okay.
Awesome. So what I'll read off here, I don't know if you caught that. I'm just going to read off the voice verification. So this part just outlines everything we talked about, the service agreement, month-to-month, locked-in rate. It's just an added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. And let me go ahead and grab the paper here. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. We'll outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. States, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dalton Mountain Landscaping, LLC.
Okay. And it says, please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Christine Ruland. I don't have a title.
Okay. No worries. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And just kind of explain that. If anybody calls you guys and they want to list you on Google, promote you on Facebook advertising, build you a site, list you on directories, if you hear things that sound similar, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you already have with us, okay?
All right. Well, let me ask a question.
Of course.
I keep getting phone calls from, my phone says it's spam, but it says my Google page has not been claimed. And I know I've claimed it, so I don't understand.
Oh, no, yeah, you can ignore those. Those are robocalls. And is it like a robot telling you to claim your listing, or is it like a text message that you're getting?
It's like a automated call that
yeah.
gives me the option to press 1. To talk to an agent or press 9 to be removed from their list.
Yeah, no, absolutely, click 9. Yeah, that's a robocall. Those are actually illegal. Anybody that works with Google, like our company, it's always a direct agent. So that's kind of where we hear. So if anything like that ever happens, just get removed from their line, or you could even block them from your phone. But once they see that you're already up there, you're verified, you're getting optimized, and then they see your Facebook ads, they're usually going to leave you alone because they know somebody's already taking care of your advertising. So absolutely, no problem. But yeah, future reference, if they call you, you could just disregard and ignore them and hang up on them if they ever call you in the future, okay?
Well, I usually do, because I'm very wary about scams.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't open emails that I don't know. I don't ever click on links, especially if I don't know it. Yeah, I'm
very,
nice. Very cautious.
That's good. That's like me. No doubt. Absolutely. And then finishing up this last part, so it says, for the payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is March 10th, 2022, and the discounted amount of just $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement would automatically renew each month on the same day, the 10th, and the same discounted amount of just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your programming at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 business days before the next billing is due if you guys ever wish to discontinue or pause the programming in the future. Now, do you guys agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Absolutely. I want to be the first one to welcome you and David to the Local Splash family. I know it's going to be a phenomenal campaign. I mean, there's no question about it. Absolutely. And, next order of business here is just locking in the post date. So we're not processing payment now. We're going to wait until you get back to your car, and we'll process payment when you'd like, of course.
I might be in an area now where I can do that.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I'm getting closer to the phone.
Sure. You want to go? You want to try? And I don't mind holding while you check your
account.
That's my
phone. You stay right there.
Sure. I'll be right here. Let me know.
Holy. Oh, my sinuses.
Yeah, I tried to send you a message that I lost service, but it didn't go.
Oh, did it?
All right, you should be good.
Okay, no worries. Let me go ahead and send this over to the Department of Finance. Within 2 to 3 minutes while we're still on the phone, Chris, you're going to be receiving a text and then also an email with everything in writing, your terms, that it's a locked-in rate, no added surcharge, you're getting the platinum package. So absolutely, let me go ahead and send this over now. And then also, next order of business here is just locking in the client interview time. So what I'll do is I'm going to open up the calendar for the specialist, see when I have the earliest available spots. We can finish up that technician call. And they're really nice. It's just going to cover keywords, the advertising for Facebook. A really nice thing about it is you can target a certain demographic, age groups. So it's really nice, really advanced. But let me go ahead and open up their calendar. I'm going to check the earliest availability and see when I have an open slot. And for you guys, as far as, availability, you guys more open towards the afternoon, the morning? How does your guys' schedule work? Because I do have an open slot here tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the morning. Would that work for you guys for that client interview phone call?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just took his dad, so that means he'll make sure.
We got nothing going on for the next day.
So he'll make sure we're stationary at 11 o'clock for that.
Sure. Absolutely. It'd be between 11 and
12. Okay. So that's 11 o'clock my time, because I don't know where you are.
That's correct. Eastern Standard Time. Absolutely. Always.
Yeah.
And yeah, what they'll cover is just general knowledge questions about the business, any kind of ads, any promotions. We're also going to look into analytics. So if Chris, we don't expect you guys to know about keywords and zip codes. We'll be able to dive in and do all the backlinking for you, so you don't have to worry about that, and you're always programmed for the best. So absolutely put you in there. And then usually with those phone calls, Chris and David, it usually takes about 15 to 25 minutes, just depending on the questions. So it shouldn't take up too much of your time. I know you guys get busy with your day, so you guys should be all right, okay?
Well, is this so are we going to need to be on the computer? Are we going to how are we going to get the web page directed so that you can control it?
Yeah, really good question. Everything would be over the phone. If you'd like, you could be in front of a computer to send over the photos directly. But if it's easier for you, you could send over the photos in a text if you have them on your phone. So absolutely, it's not a requirement. But if you like, yeah, absolutely, it should probably make it easier to be in front of a computer. But everything is done over the phone, and it's pretty easy. And you don't have to do it while you're on the phone with the agent. You guys could disconnect. You could look for the photos you want, and he's going to provide you with an email so you could send it over to him so we could start uploading those for your website, start cropping the photos, rearranging, and making it how you like it, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely, we'll get that all squared away. And if you guys need, we also have some really nice, high-quality photos, but I see you guys already have some, so I'm pretty sure you guys will probably use yours. And then you guys already have a logo, right, created for your company?
Yeah, but can it be redesigned?
Yeah, we can
do that. I like the logo we have where it has the scenery and stuff, but I'd like it, like, a little more detailed, maybe a little bit of color. That logo, we started the company back in, a long time ago. And when I first ordered checks, the check company that I ordered checks from had that logo on there. And because it was on a check, it didn't matter the color or the size, you know what I mean?
Right.
And we liked that logo and we wanted to continue using it. But I can't seem to...
Make it bigger, kind of expand it, or kind of adjust.
I can't adjust it. I can't make it bigger. I can't add color. I can't. And most of the people that I've had for my webpage say, "Oh yeah, we can fix that. We can make it with color and stuff." And then they say, "Oh well, we can't do that."
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, we could look into it, absolutely. I mean, I know we have a logo development team specifically doing that. So, I mean, we could definitely see if you have access to that logo and you could send it to us, then we could definitely make adjustments and make any changes to it. And absolutely, it's kind of I see two of them. I see one that's on your actual website. I'm not sure if that's the current logo that you have, but it's like a green and like a blue with a red and black dot.
I have no idea where that came from.
Yeah, that's like an older one. No, we could take that out. And then I see one on your Facebook, which is probably the one you're talking about with the leaf. Next to it, it says Dalton Landscaping LLC. Is that the one you...
No, that's not.
Is that a different one?
It's probably a different one, too.
Okay. We could actually fix that for you, so no worries. Let me see.
Well, I've got a sample of one that...
That you want?
I tried, which is the one that we originally started with. And if we can, I mean, if somebody has to take and redesign that whole thing but have it look similar to that, that's fine with me.
Okay, no worries.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have to use that specific one, but we do like the make it last thing. And we kind of want it to be like a scenery thing where you're, showing make it last, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. Like a view. Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. That makes sense because of the slogan. No. No doubt. I mean, yeah. I'll put it here for the tech. They'll look at that logo. If you want to send over the one.
My name is VH, by the way.
Got to say it again. VH.
CH, not K.
Oh, okay. No worries. I'm not sure why they put it there, but I'll put it in. Thank you, Chris. And absolutely, and yeah, we'll go ahead and look at that logo. If you want us to revamp it, change it, we'll go ahead and make the adjustments. And yeah, sorry about that. I'm not sure why it said K, but I did change it to CH, so no worries. From here on out, I know you just got the welcome text, right? It just says, "Chris, thank you for choosing Local Splash."
Well, yeah, and I only...
No worries. I'll make the change.
That's why I said, hey.
That's wrong. Yeah. No worries. I'll make the changes now. It's Chris, right? Is that
yes.
How you spell it? Okay, you got it. I got it now. And yeah, from here on out, it's going to be spelled correctly. But yeah, if you ever want to make any changes, any adjustments to a photo, any promotions, that we're definitely here to help you. You're also going to have a tracking system, Chris, where you can actually log in. You could track the keywords, the analytics, areas that are searching the most. So what I'll do is send over just a quick YouTube video so you guys can check that out. It's really nice, really analytical, and it kind of lets you track everything that's going on and what we're doing for you guys, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Welcome to the team. I know it's going to be a phenomenal campaign. I'm also going to have the technician look at that logo, and then one of the things we'll actually do is clean up anything that's inconsistent. So anything with the old logos, we'll put the new logos so everything is consistent all across the board on all the directories and on that website. So it'll really help.
And that's not something that I've had anybody want to do either before. So.
Oh, it's included. Yeah, it's called the content cleanup. It's one of the first things we do because Google, what they look for is consistency across the internet. So they look at your name, address, phone number. They want to make sure everything is the same on the directories because, again, they're showing you as one of the top recommended companies for that word. So they don't want any kind of inconsistencies when people see your info. So absolutely. We'll go ahead and make sure to get that all fixed for you. Not a problem.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, welcome to the team. Check out that YouTube video when you can. And then there's also the terms and conditions that I sent over to you. It'll just say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It also has a link where it says, click here to accept the subscription terms. So if you click on that, it just takes you to everything in writing, everything we talked about. You're getting the platinum package, no contracts. You're also getting the website bundled in for free. And there's a section where it asks you to sign. Right now, it does have your name with the K, but I'll go ahead and have the technician send over a new one with the correct spelling on your name. And then if you can, once you see that and you sign it, what it does, it locks in the discounted rate. That's just another added protection for you as well. Okay, Chris?
Okay.
You got it. Welcome to the team. If you're David, need anything, just go ahead and call us. But other than that, just be expecting that call here tomorrow at 11, and we'll go ahead and finish everything off for you guys. Okay?
Well. The link that says mylocalsplash.com?
It'll be under the one where it says, Chris, thank you for choosing Local Splash. So it'll be the first message, I believe. And it's going to say, we sent a copy of your invoice to your email. And it's going to say, please click here to accept.
I did. And
oh,
I got a I got a 404 message.
Oh, wow. Error message.
You did not find the page you were looking for.
Oh, wow. Let me go ahead and try to bring it up on my screen. So they might be kind of working on the page as far as the tech team, but I'll go ahead and send over a direct link. It might be just kind of like a, let me go ahead and send it over to you right now. Sometimes it does happen, but give me 1 second here. And this isn't going to say nothing. It's just going to have a link. Try to click on this and tell me if it works. And let me know if you got that text. And it's going to say https://, my local splash terms, and then your number 603-614-4601. You see that?
Yeah, it came through, and I was able to open that.
Oh, beautiful. Nice. So, yeah, it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. It has every single service, everything that's included, your price, and then there's a section. It'll say your name with the K. And, you don't have to sign that now because it's spelled incorrectly. But once I resend over the new one, just go ahead and sign, lock, and confirm. And then you'll see a login page that's going to show up. What that is for your credentials for your tracking dashboard. So you can kind of disregard that second page. They're going to provide you the credentials tomorrow once we finish up that client interview with you, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So welcome again. And absolutely, if I don't talk to you guys have a wonderful rest of the week and also weekend. And thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Thank you.
You got it. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.